the local level, but they're the ones that have, they are a constituency. The soil conservation people are a constituency, but Forest Service and farmers don't have no constituency. They just have people in the Congress that are their candidates.
But the REA people are the benefit from
Right now,
That's because you go before more than one committee, don't you?
We do. Forest Service goes interior, stay in the house.
So, the idea is that at the present time, later, you go before more than one committee.
Right.
Two of these houses, that's
correct.
So, HPD goes before more than one committee, you have that. We don't have to go on the same interior, we've got to go through more than one appropriation subcommittee.
No, not appropriation, I know.
We only deal with one at this point, but, you know, House Banking Currency and the Senate Bank Currency are involved in housing. But under the proposed new department, the new department would deal with five subsidy committees on each side. But now, as far as I'm concerned, it is proposed that the secretary...
We recommend any change, that...
We would deal with this subsidy committee as it exists.
Well, that's the thing, I think they need insurance on, right?
I've got this from several.
That's what, but is anybody...
Are we on the wrong business?
Is anybody suggesting that the Congress is organizing itself?
No.
That's been our line right along.
Yeah.
Now, if they want to reorganize, that's the guy.
I just, the idea though, at the present time, I think HPW is perhaps the best example, and so here's HPW deals with three different committees, you've got a new department, it'll deal with five different committees, the committees go right on like they did before. That's what you understand it, John? Has that been adequately done, and is it maybe necessary to get...
I don't think it's a committee chairman down and take that.
Reiterate.
I don't think we've really gone over, gone after these committee people on these other substantive committees, to give an assurance on this point.
Well, this, I think, suggests this, George, in the testimony that all of you give before the High Bill Committee, that point undoubtedly will come up as a question. If not, you can, of course, you can consider it yourself. You've got to get through that committee first, and that committee goes through, then it gets to the floor. When the other committees matter is when you get to the floor and you've got to have the votes.
Right.
And then before that happens, you could pull them in and say, now look here, you're invited to start making the record before the Hollywood Committee in this department committee, and also will deal with the various, on the legislative side, with the various committees that deal with this.
Even five different committees to Congress. You just say five different committees to Congress.
But the style pays, Mr. President, if we can get the subcommittee chairman of the new committees that will deal with this department and the Department of Natural Resources. That's who I've been going to
subcommittee with.
The subcommittee of appropriations, of the authorizing committee. And he knows then that he's going to continue to mark up the legislation that will affect the same area or same programs. And he's convinced that you think that and that you're going to go with him on that. It makes all the difference in the world in his attitude.
That has to be done. Why don't you
step it out? Because that's what we're already doing.
Working for us to do it.
We'll do it as that goes along. It's almost a thing we have to do it ourselves.
Yeah, well, because otherwise it won't accept.
That's what I was thinking. And rather than having a session where I can't read it very minimum, I'm sure that it's all that. But I think you should deal with the cabinet level can do it.
Well, we can say
that we know that that's your position and it's like
matter. That's why we should say we have discussed it as,
right.
As a former member of the House and Senate. I was a member of two committees, the Senate before, and I was a member of the House Education and Labor Committee and the Senate Labor Committee, and I was also a government organization.
Right.
And basically, I know what the situation is. I know that I had insisted that as far as this organization is concerned, that it does not affect the prerogative of the House of Representatives and of the Senate to assign the particular legislative proposals to the committees that they determine are the ones that have jurisdiction.
After that, that's what you're talking about, and you're talking about giving that bedrock. So their legislative parameters are not going to be affected by this, and that the department is going to be so constructed that they're going to be able to deal with the department just as effectively as they dealt with the same areas in the department in which the program has.
Now there is a special problem in agriculture.
It's a problem in soluble. It really is.
Well, it's almost a soluble, but we have been using an argument that was given to us by a good friend from Minnesota. Sometimes
time.
But it's down in Jordan, back in South Carolina, you know, the kids down on Minnesota. Yeah.
Congressman,
got amount of money spent on the farm. And we've been using this very effectively, and the farmers buy this. And that is that this shucks off of the farmer's shoulders politically so much of a load that they've been carrying for other social affairs that they shouldn't be saddled with. Food stamps, school lunch, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, that takes you down.
It reduces the farm budget, but so it doesn't make the market cost.
Well, and also it removes that stigma of them having $12 billion going to farmers, which they don't always like to touch rights. And so this, the farmers buy this, and they're very glad to shuck this political responsibility out of the farm. Then they come back, though, and say, where can a farmer go to which
they want the one say,
what
they want the one window concept.
So we will say that they do have a one window concept
now.
No, but they do under the reorganization when it comes to what involves them with regard to that dollar bill. But it's very steep in the organization that they can't identify. So we've had quite a house of frankly behind the scenes as to what this position should be called so the farming could identify. And it is in the Department of Economic Development. And it's one of the administrative homes. Well, they don't want to go to an administrative home. This is all of the farm of welfare. We already have income. You see, here's in one area. We do have one office in. The farmer doesn't go to rural electrification administration. The co-op goes there and serves in rural America. He doesn't go to farmers' home for water and waste disposal and housing. So he's, the way he goes for is his orders crumple a lot of these areas and so on.
Yeah, we
all right, we've done all of this in one office. But it isn't identifiable with regard to title. And this is, if we could just tell him.
The title is a tough one.
Yes, and if we could just tell him, this is where you go and this is the title. This would reduce about 60% of the
argument. Yes.
Let me ask you, we've been around that title. I don't think we're going on. We've still got to have administrators. That is a lousy title. Can we call something else like prime ministers or something?
Yes, that's a British system. They didn't like that at all.
If we had, though, a bill that would have
been exactly.
Why can't we have a title that, of course, we've been through this battle, but how does the editor really would do it?
This is like that.
Our title mark, if we'd have had this thing, the economic and agricultural development, I mean, if you say that word agriculture in there at the top, I don't think it'll be that problem.
Yeah,
why do they think that's a modest change? In other words, to me, the rhetoric is, our schematics are, I mean, that's a cheap price. And if you put accurate economic, why the hell do you have to call it a farmer that thinks he's a little different from economics, right?
No, not now, he doesn't. He knows he's in an awkward situation.
He wants that insurance policy, though.
That's agriculture.
I'm talking to the inside.
They all said that. They said, you know, he's going to
survive that they got it. They are like,
oh, wait, what do you call that? Economic and agriculture department?
You know, the AD.
For the immediate practical things that we're trying to get done, the community development has an immediate chance. Natural resources has an immediate chance. The Department of Economic Affairs is certainly the last one in line, and we really don't see how we have much of a chance of getting there during this conference at all. That's not the front burner issue.
Just that issue is going to show up right there in the first hearing when they say, where can a bomber go? Because Kevin Poe's going to show up before that committee.
You couldn't be more right. There isn't a chance of a snowball in hell for the economic development because the labor guys are going to fight it. They're going to have their Department of Labor come hell or high water.
But I like to think about that. If we get two departments, or even one or two, that get into being and that really work and demonstrate that this idea is
risk
a difference. Then it'll
strengthen
what I understand that, but I think
it would withdraw some of the fire from this, that title will change, even though that's going to be the last. that far point.
I do, I say, I just, the area has to start not feeling about that, because this is I don't see any reason why you can't.
Well, maybe you want to do that as a tree, I call it the economic
county, it's a primary, you know, like, it's
a part of the end, then you don't get to do this.
Time to do this, and it may not be during this testimony, where I hear it.
The point is that you could certainly say, well, of course, that's where the farmer goes if you pass all the area, but at the present time, he's going to go to the Department of Agriculture, and the labor guy will go to the Department of Labor, it's going to be, and the businessman will go to the Department of Commerce, because that's the way it's going to be played for quite a while, in the foreseeable future. But looking at the time, I must say that, that main problem is one that I'm concerned about. We've all been concerned about.
Maybe we ought to, it really gets down to,
is there anything other than farm, labor, and business?
Transportation is, there's some transportation.
Well, that's business.
That's business.
Farm, labor, business. Agriculture, labor, business.
Person, part of our desire was to get away from the constituency aspect of the departments.
But on the other hand, if that sells it, George, you really don't have to change that up there, in my opinion. You don't have to change the topic. If you just call your basic cabinet number by some other title and secretary, and then drop that title secretary down to that second line, you don't have to put agriculture in that top nine volumes. Because you can have secretary of agriculture in your second line. No, you get money.
Well, that's all right. But then you're really changing the ball.
This isn't the first time that's been brought up. Play at the top level.
I think so.
Yeah.
just like I said, we have used actually the counselor, the president's counselors basically. Maybe that's a, that could be a possibility. We have counselors in cabinet now. Why, what's wrong with being president's counselor for community development, president's counselor for this and that? None of that. You got secretary. What the hell? I think a lot of people too. There's something to be said. This is just, I say, Steve. There is something to be said. The name, there is something in a name. And it doesn't smell as sweet as if you're an administrator. Not merely. But that's the way this thing works.
Could I go back to the one point that Phil
handled
a moment ago?
Yeah.
About the name, getting agriculture into it. It could be that the...
I did not think that was important, Tom Wilson.
Well, I just wanted to raise one thought anyway, which is that let it be useful to combine the discussion of the problem of community jurisdiction and status and identification of these interests in any meeting with the substantive committee chairman and ranking members, where all of these problems could in effect be surfaced, and where maybe they would have suggestions, some way you were to take. So that we would feel that they had that.
Yes, you had that. How would you fellows think this ought to be parceled out?
At this point,
very good point. You know, the way it comes, Elliot, is you know, when a bill goes down there in the House or the Senate, there's always a hell of a fight as to which committee gets it, you know, many, many times. Not just between Foreign Relations and Armed Services, but in your department, there's a lot. Some of the others is going to go here, that, or the other place. The only thing that's very clear is that when it has any indication of this tax bill, it naturally goes to Ways and Means on the one side of finance on the other. Now, if calling these guys in and saying, now here you got all these things that are coming, where do you think they ought to go? What committee? And they might figure it out. And then they will be contributing to the dialogue.
Yeah, and they could sound off on this settlement, you know, where did the farmer go, and we have something to identify with the name, so it's part of the sound general range.
John, you want to say
something? To focus on this department, which is the possible one right now, and enlist everybody to really try and put this one over the line. It's the first accomplishment. I think it's going to be awfully important to the success we have on the others. And to ask you all to read an article in the National Journal, which we'll send around to you if you haven't seen. About 3 weeks ago, they did a piece on the transportation lobby's resistance to this proposal, which I think is a very good case study in what happens, the interaction of the lower levels of your bureaucracy with your constituency. I don't know if there's anybody in transportation here, but it's a very interesting capitalized example of what's going on right now in sort of the lower reaches of this whole thing, and could very well end up being the sort of the action that deems this thing.
Yeah, this thing is going to be good from within, not from without.
And what I'm trying to say is Secretary Bowlby and Jim Banks calling Turner and the people in the roads end of their department in, enlisting them in this fight, and turning them around. Because just as sure as I'm sitting there, the Bureau of Public Roads is out cutting this thing up.
Right, sure, right, sure.
And undoubtedly, it's never been worth a finger's ban.
And that's
it. Your Bureau of Public Roads undoubtedly have an analogous situation at the same time that is eating away at this thing. It's going to take your individual attention, reaching into your departments for the key guys who can wheel those constituencies and winning them to this thing, and getting them to work in turn on the American Society of Highway Officials in Turner's case, and I don't know what they might be in your respective cases, but some particular highly effective lobby that's at work cutting this thing up for the moment.
Well, let me say in connection with this transportation situation that there are three groups that are the key to this highway situation on the private side. One, the automobile industry, the other, the oil industry, and the state highway industry. And those two industries,
it's a television station.
Well, I'm former, I had while I was in that
structure for a long time. And you need resources, pressure of people in the transportation department. I don't think it's impossible to reason.
There's got to be a close working relationship here, and we got to get the inroads from some of those fellows and let them know what's involved here in terms of improved governmental structure and operation, economy, and the other things that they're concerned.
I have no doubt that what Secretary Bolton has reached the fact that like well while we're seeing his department is going along in this direction. But at the same time, down in there, I'm just confident that the National Journal has the correct picture.
But he had no indication that there's been any meaningful contact outside of the department in terms of getting this program.
Well, let me just say that I've met with every one of the presidents or every major officer, every one. John Warren was here to lunch today. And oil companies, they are strictly for the reorganization plan, and they are strictly for the get the whole energy package up.
Well, they could be there,
yeah, they are.
They could be.
And I don't think with that group in that part of the structure that you got any trouble.
Mr. Secretary, that may be true, DNR. But I wonder if their lobbyists are really clued in that they also want this.
Because the way to get DNR is to pull this one across the line.
Well, you've got to reach the Automobile Manufacturers Association, you've got to reach the National Control and the Council. And then the State Highway
Yeah.
And the department.
There are other orders going on the Hill, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Very maybe aware of. It's probably Works Committee. Dealing with EDA, Economic Development, and the Regional Commission down there in the right-hand corner, which spoke to Congress. They're also involved in shared revenues. And there have been a series of moves in the Public Works Committee, first to vote down the shared revenue bill, which they put aside, instead are endorsing these two agencies and continuing them and adding shared revenue to it in addition for a half billion or $1 billion a year. And there are other proposals in the same committee now in the Senate Public Works to make these an independent agency, which would take them out of the Department of Community Development. Now, we have been trying to slow down all of that on the basis that it is part of shared revenue and it is part of this department. But Montoya and some of the others up there, the Public Works Committee, are running away from us completely, and I think we may need some special effort to try to pull that back into place. They may vote out a bill any day that could be entirely inconsistent with this whole program.
Together we're cut out for it.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, we're at a
pregnant
state with respect to this one department, perhaps with the
other resources. It's been almost 11 months now since this proposal was made. And this is the first time for 2 months to do it. It hasn't quite been made by people. So let's see if we can get going.
What's the commitment for him?
What did you guys
offer to him? They have a commitment from Rubicon, who said that he will start hearings on community development. He hinges his commitment by saying the finance committee has allowed him to play, and he has to pay attention to that too and get the tax bill through and so on, but we think we have him lined up to work on this. At one time, we were sort of hoping that Hollowfield might take up community development and Jackson might take up natural resources and hold their hearings and the two would cross, so to speak, the two houses. But that would help the whole thing along.
Can you give up on that?
Oh, we haven't been able to get Jackson's position for that.
He's been out of time.
He's been out of time.
I talked to him about 3 weeks ago, and he seemed to indicate then to me that this is what he would like to do. He wants to get some credit for the DNR. And he's got a deal with Boston. Of course, he's introduced this bill over several years.
We're ready to go with him. The drop of a hat.
Okay, all right. Okay, also Hollywood. I have strong urges of LA on this, so when is the time to be extent of Hollywood assumption be spent with McCall? He will not ask, but he's extremely sensitive about being by his own prerogatives, and we understand because all of us says, well, I'm dealing with the other members of the committee, and he will make those amenities. A little bit of therapy there would be helpful. But I haven't quite known the extent to which
which I should have been proactive and talk to people like that, so I want money in the water. I'm ready, willing, so I know where straight on deck we have the better. Bill Gifford is sitting behind you there, is coordinating our congressional relations from the standpoint of the White House and RMB, so the essential point of information.
I would suggest that we could be helpful on that. On that one, McCullough is good. He's just and incidentally, when you do it, you would, if you were to go down the same or any one of you do, would you go down and say that the president asked you to? Because that's what I thought the hall to do, if you wanted, they had to have him in. And he said, well, I am the chairman of the committee, and I sort of thought I ought to be consulted, you know, I was hurt. And he's been around again, incidentally. So, so the thing to do is to go ahead and tell him the task. He'll say, well, I'll leave it over to Jackson or this and that. Say, no, we just got to have your help now, you know what I mean? Let this be the call on the organization bill until I'll let you y'all let the organization bill and we'll marry the two. Draw straws for which that's the first name. Fair enough. I don't know what that does to Horton and the others, but they don't want to. Anything is to get it done. No, I should go back to this when I think of somebody with bureaus online. You have to realize that ours almost very good bureaucrats dedicated on so I'll never forget my experience with the Bureau of Public Works and a very curious place. This fellow, some of you probably not aware of the activities that we have had building the Panamerican Highway that have been done by the Bureau of Public Works. When I took a trip to Latin America in 1955, they've been working on the Panamerican Highway. They hadn't finished. There's a little difficult piece of road up in Narder, Panama, and towing it up in southern Nicaragua and the right, and so forth. And this was one to just get it down to the canal, you know. And this is 1955. And so I asked a few questions. I said, what's the matter? I thought we had one lively ambassador down there, I don't know where he was. He said, well, the Bureau of Public Roads, this will take 20 years to finish this. But it was delivered on their part. They wanted it to take 20 years. I mean, it was a good deal, and we'll find out, you know what I mean? And this is sort of a way of life for them. I didn't, you know, I said, it's got to be done in 5 years. It cost us more money. It was costing more and more. The costs are going up every year, and they're still going to screw around and take 20 years. Well, one of the few things we accomplished when we came back, and it was so reported, and we really put a fire up, and they finished that thing. They finished it in 1960, all the way to Panama. But it wouldn't have been done if we had waited for the Bureau of Public Roads to make the recommendations to it. It had to be done by a Kate Harlan from upstairs at a very high level. So I must say that I did all of you, Mr. Kevin, you know better than I. Never assume that your bureaucracy is going to do what's right. You just got a kick in the tail every time you have to turn around and be sure. I think you're probably preaching to the choir here.